Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. That's the number to the show. You can call in and listen live, or you could press number one on your keypad and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air to give your comments or give your opinion about today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Frank Williams Show. Don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you there. Okay? That's our sponsor. All right? So thanks a lot. Again, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via Facebook or Twitter, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Now, let's see. Before I get started, okay, I sometimes I have to say things and, you know, people say, oh, Frank, why'd you say that? Well, why'd you say that? Why'd you say that? I mean, you know, this is a show, guys. It isn't like a news operation. You know, I'm not on TV saying news. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here. I'm giving my opinion, right? I'm just giving my opinion. And that's all. It is my opinion. Little old me. It's just my opinion, right? So that's how we work. Now, today's word of the day is eventuate. Eventuate is a verb, and it means to come out finally. Result, come about. And to come out finally. And I'm serious now. I did not pick this word. It was the word of the day. Eventuate, to come out finally. That kind of leads into the show, right? But before I get into the show, I just want to, right now is, I want to do the weather. Right now it's 80 degrees in the ATL. We had a high today of 81, low tonight 56, okay? It's getting to where these nice nights, you know, it's warmer. It's just as warm at night as it is during the day, right? That's Georgia for you. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine 85, Thursday sunshine 87, Friday sunshine 86, Saturday rain, Sunday rain 79. Okay. Then, you know, the weekend looks like weather wise, it's not going to be good for outdoor activities. Right. But, you know, hey, that's not going to stop me. Right. It's not going to stop me because it'll rain for a little while, stop, whatever. I got to get my meat on the grill, right? Let's get it on. So, now, again, hey, you know, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And I see there are a lot of people joining the show right now. Thank you guys for getting taking a little time out of your day to listen to me, right? Now, today's episode is entitled, Is Bill Cosby Really a Rapist? Is Bill Cosby really? And I wanted to say that more than once because, you know, this is getting, you know, people keep saying, Frank, when are you going to talk about Bill Cosby? When are you going to talk about Bill Cosby? Well, I'm doing it today, okay? And I may not do it again, but until something else happens, right? But, you know, here's my take on this whole thing. And remember, it's just my opinion. You have an opinion. I wish you'd call to the show and give your opinion, okay? But this is my opinion. So is Bill Cosby really a rapist? That's what we want to know. And then I feel bad for his family, his wife, this and that. It looks like to me from the evidence that they have, from the things that he said himself, that he's guilty of giving these ladies drugs, putting, you know, something in their drinks, okay, having them drink it. And then once they, you know, get to that point where they kind of out of it, hey, now it's time for me to get my show on the road, right? And I call it a show because, you know, one lady said that he put on his white robe and then come out and this and that. And another lady said that it was consensual with her. She said she would have done it without the drugs. She don't know why he used the drugs on her, but he used them on her, okay? And because she said it was consensual and, you know, she would have done it either way, whether he, you know, put drugs in the system or not, you know, that doesn't make me think that he did that or had that situation in every case. That make me think that that's the one girl, right, that was willing to do whatever. And then that's the one girl that he should have been messing with. If he's gonna, if he's gonna mess with another female, okay, other than his wife, because Bill Cosby been married a long time. If he's gonna mess with another girl other than his wife, then, you know, find that one, and that's the one you deal with. Right? Find that one, and that's the one you deal with. And you don't deal with others. You know, a lot of other women. It's a lot of these women. And I don't know if that's just the end of it. What I mean by that is I don't know if that's just, you know, if those are the only ones that came forward, or are those the only ones who he treated that way? Okay? Are those the only ones that he treated that way? So when you think about it, and again, guys, it's my opinion. Okay? Call into the show. Give your opinion. 516-531-9483. So, you know, he gets these girls, these young ladies, to his office or whatever. Okay? And I'm assuming he's got a, you know, the guy, you know, been rich a long time. So I assume he has a nice office with whatever he wants in there, right? Let's just say that. And then you bring these young girls to your office, and they come in to see Bill Cosby, right? You know, you really can't get any bigger than Bill Cosby. And so now you get in a room with him, and first of all, you're in awe of the man, okay? Because you put him on this sort of pedestal. Right? Of being a great guy, yada, 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 Huxtable, right? So now, you know, y'all talking, you want a glass of wine, baby? And then he gives a glass of wine. But as it's his place, so as he's, you know, getting the bottle of wine, he's, you know, he puts a little something in the wine, okay? And he's saying that, hey, after she drinks this, man, what, half hour from now, you know, I'm going to start my show. Right? Half hour from now, I'm going to start my show. So he's giving these girls drugs to send them on the edge, right? And then he takes advantage of them. And would you say advantage, if he took advantage of them, Frank, if this girl says that she was consensual, she was good with it, she would have gone along with it even if he didn't put something in her drink. Okay? And give me this now. I don't consider it rape when, and this is my opinion, guys. I don't consider it rape if, you know, y'all sitting there and y'all together and y'all doing drugs together, and then you get all soft, he get all soft, and y'all start, you know, touching each other. Next thing you know, y'all in bed together, whatever. Right? So if that happened, then how can you call the man a rapist? But I don't think it happened like that. I think Bill just slipped something in these girls' drinks and then put on his show. Like I said, some of the girls say that he had on the white, he wear a white robe. You know, he wears some type of robe and come in the room. And, you know, the next thing you know, he doing whatever he want to her because she can't do anything. And to be honest with you guys, I wouldn't want to mess with a girl who just laying there. You know, she out of it, or she, you know, she all she got is her eyes open and she can't figure out what's going on. You know, what are you getting out of that, dog? What are you getting out of that? I'd rather just, you know, hey, you straight up go on and ask her. You know, I'll give you this advice and I'll help you get in the show business. But you got to take care of me too. That's the way it should have gone. Not slipping something in a drink. Come on, man. And then, so in his deposition to the district attorney, he told him put something in them girls' drinks. He told him that in his deposition. I think that's what you call it. Don't hold me to that. He told him that. So, and that's what one of the jurors said, is that he told on himself. He should have taken that to his grave. If he had taken it to his grave, he would have been like, they would have been like, okay, you know, these girls, you know, I can't convict this man of this. We have no evidence that he put something in their drink. We have no evidence that he just, you know, took what he wanted. We have no evidence of that. Thing they had is that what he said in his deposition. I mean, you're gonna tell the folks? Tell me something, guy. Police pull you over, and now you know you just stole something out of that QT down the street, and the police pull you over. Police ask you your name and your phone number. You're probably gonna panic and say, if it was me, I'd say, my name Victor. And you tell him something like that. You know, tell him something crazy. But man, you don't tell him that you did it. You say, oh, man, all these girls, they just want some money, man. They came to my office, wanted to get in show business. I told them I'd get them in show business, but I'd do them that favor. But they need to do me a favor, too. And that's how it happened. Now, if I'm putting drink, stuff in their drinks and stuff? Nah. I didn't do that. You know? I mean, you think about prison time, man. Your lawyers had to tell you that, Bill, they don't have a case. Your lawyers had to tell you that, hey, they don't have any evidence. They all they got is she said, she said. They have nothing. Closed. Unbelievable. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, who's this and where you calling from?
This the name you just used, Victor.
Victor.
You want you right there.
Hey man, I'm sorry. Yeah. Polly had me pulled over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, don't send him here, man. I don't need no problem.
What's going on?
Hey, man, you got a good topic, man. It's just something you hit on earlier. I had to call, man. You make it a little to a rock. You're right. How you gonna drug somebody? What kind of satisfaction you get out of that, man? Make it a little to a rock. But that's all it is. And then you wait 20 years later to say, I've been drugged and I've been raped and the money don't dried up. And so, you know, let's see what else we can get. The woman that testified against the man, is she settled with $3.5 million settlement. Now you want to see a risk. Okay, let's get the money back. Give me the money back since you want to go to court. And,
she's been living good.
Yeah, she's living good. And out of 20 years, you break down and cry. I want my humanity. Got my humanity back. Come on. And what's the attorney? Albright. She jumps on every.
Yeah, Allred or something like that. Some phrase like
whatever
that.
Shit. Yeah, she jumps on every money making bandwagon. And I think that's the first case I don't see her win. I ain't seen her win nothing.
Hey, all the women. She represents every last one of them women.
Every one of them.
She gets
paid.
What
that mean? I guess paid by who? I guess this is setting up now as a civil suit.
She already done filed a civil suit.
Yeah.
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 She already done filed a civil suit. That's all they want, man. They wanted money.
That's it. That's it. But you know, then we see where the jello shots come from. We'll be around him.
Yeah.
Doing an alcohol shot, but I don't know what he putting in them things to knock these women out, man. And then where is he getting the prescription from?
Well, let me tell you something. Now they got a. I saw a video today where he was on Larry King in the early 90s. And he told Larry King, he was on there promoting the book. He told Larry King, he said, yeah, you remember when growing up, we used to be after that Spanish fly. He said, 11 years old on up. He said, we was on that Spanish fly. You know, you put a little bit on the tip of a needle head, put that in their drink, and boy, hello America. That's how he said it, just like that.
I remember saying that. But come on, man. You're virtually a billionaire, and you got the slip.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Had to slip a girl something in her drink in order to be with her.
Yeah.
Man.
And
he
the
got,
money you make,
he got, he probably, yeah, he probably got $5,000 sitting in his sock.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, get a girl one of that, man. Tell her to take care of me. Come on, man. You have to believe this stuff because he said he did it.
Yeah, and it's too many saying the same thing. But
too many of them.
20 years later, man, 20 years later.
That's what I say, man, 20 years later.
Yeah.
20 years later.
All right. All right, bro. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of your show, man, and we'll talk.
Appreciate you. We'll talk. You know, my birthday coming up soon. We'll talk about that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they're going to police my name again. All right.
All right. So yeah, just like the caller said, you know, why would you have to do that? I guess that's some kind of fetish he got. That's his fetish, I guess. I guess he been doing he been doing a long time. He been doing a long time. I wonder if he did his wife like that. Think about it. If he liked to slip stuff in them ladies' drinks, he probably did his wife like that. Next thing you know, she said, "Oh, you got to marry me." That's what she told him. "You got to marry me coming out." So anyway, that's, you know, and then they caught him on some other show he did a long time ago where he was filling in for David Letterman. He had that young Spanish girl came out. And he was just all up in her face, just staring at her, saying all kind of sexual type stuff. And she said, "I got to get out of here. This is pretty sexual." I mean, serious. Hey, I got another call up on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Smokey from Jonesboro.
Smokey!
What's going down, man?
You got it, brother. What's happening?
Oh, man, I was just listening to the show, you know. And you all pretty much said what a whole lot of people are thinking, but you know, it's a different angle there too. Now, I'm agreeing with y'all on the thing about I wouldn't want no rock. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. So, you know, we'd be pissed off about that in everyday life. So
yeah, you ain't gave a damn.
I'm trying to tell you, but now you know that's a sad thing to have to do, and he's stupid as hell for a minute. So. With that being out of the way, one thing I always thought about is that why are all these women coming up to his hotel room in the first damn place? I mean, you can meet down in the bar, in the lobby, any damn well, but you coming up to his room, most of them, I believe, had the intentions of really would have been willing to sleep with him without that, but they don't want to admit it. Because they want to get paid too. So they just go on with the flow. But you know, a lot of he did not have the drug. I think that's just some type of fetish that he has. And as long as Camille has been with him, you know she know about a lot of this stuff anyway. You know, because she had knew about stuff about the daughter that she was sending checks to. You know, so I'm wondering how deep she is into it. You know, no disrespect meant to her, but, you know, people in the Hollywood life have a lot of crazy things. Maybe he be going home telling her the stories about what he did to the women or something. You know, ain't no telling what's going on, man.
Yeah, ain't no telling what's going on, bro. You right.
Because the fact that she was aware of a lot of this stuff, you know, that's what, you know, get me. And the thing, I don't agree with none of it. You know, he had all us whitewashed as, you know, America's father and all this and that. And he was a funny guy. I love Uptown Saturday Night, Let's Do It Again and all that. But this is a whole nother story, man.
It's a whole nother story, man. I wanted to ask you something. I don't know if you saw that thing on Larry King or whatever, but in that little video right there, he said, you know, he put something he dropped something in somebody's drink, and then, you know, "Hello America, I got my way now." So by that being said, if you were sitting on that jury, now, how would you feel? What would have been the first thing pop in your head when he said, I put something in their drink?
Oh, yeah, you are automatically going to go to a guilty verdict, you know, if
yeah.
that's what you've been doing and they're accusing you of this, then, but now, how many accuse him of that after the Larry King verdict, I wonder, you know, maybe some of them got the notion and said it, you know, and man, I believe some of them may be lying. I don't think all
yeah.
of them is on the up and up with it. But
right.
once you get it, you know, it's hard to stop it. Anybody can
yeah,
get
it's hard.
Up.
Yeah, and that's what I said earlier. I mean, how many? I know it's, if he got that many that's showing their face, I know it's more than that out there.
Yep.
And but I mean, you know, for them to, you know, they trying to get their career off the ground, and they and Bill Cosby agree to meet with them. I mean, you going to Bill Cosby place? Where your agent at? Where your friend at? You need to have somebody with you, don't you?
Man, I was saying the same thing about the NDC. This point too. All of them said he's a powerful man, and you know he could,
yeah.
you know, break my career. So you mean to tell me that you put your career above someone sexually assaulting you? So how much hurt could you really have? You know, if someone sexually assaulted me and I'm the woman, I'm gonna tell it. You know, career or not.
Right. Well, you know, some of them say today, and you know. They ain't know what the hell happened. But I'm saying that, you know, you had to know something. You know, you a woman that done had sex, you know, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing to him. You know, he could have just been doing oral sex with him or something. I don't know what he was doing with him. But if they had intercourse, then I believe she would know that next day that she done had intercourse.
Yeah,
man, that's what I'm saying. So why are you saying, you know, you should have been saying then, damn, I ain't agreed to have sex with this dude. What happened?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even saying, you better get me a damn good role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know,
man,
you know what you think.
You know what you did. Come on, man. So he had it way with him and then kicked him to the curb, I guess. I got pissed off.
But see, that's most of the things when those women come out, because they didn't get what they was promised. And then all of a sudden, he did something to me. But in Bill Cosby's stupid ass case, he admitted.
Right. He admitted it. You know?
That's
man,
a phrase to all men. The number one rule is admit nothing.
Admit nothing. They might find out, but I ain't finna tell you.
I'm trying to tell you about how the DNA.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that 20 years later, they got nothing. They had no evidence. They had.
At all.
They had nothing. And like I said, one girl said she would now she's still in on the lawsuit, but she said that she heard with consensual. She would have had sex with him whether he put something in her drink or not. But because he put something in her drink, she coming after his ass.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah. I mean, they get ready to be millionaires.
Yes, sir. Because he got a lot of millions to spend around.
He got a lot of them. It's amazing, man.
I hope Camille got some stash aside somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she does, because she's a smart lady. I'm sure she got some money. sitting to the side somewhere where can't nobody touch.
Yeah, I'm sure she already had it, but when this shit first came out, she probably got a whole lot more and put that on back to.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Now we're going to see what the judge going to do. I know they're going to, you know, they ain't lock him up because they say he's not a flight risk or whatever, so they let him go home. But I wonder what the judge going to do come the time for him to get sentenced. I know they're going to peel it and all that. It's probably going to be wrapped up in the court for a while, but I wonder what the judge going to say when they have his sentencing, you know?
Yeah, they could just go ahead and give him probation and a little house arrest because they know they done humiliated him and they finna get a lot of his money. Maybe that'll be enough for him instead of just putting him in jail.
Yeah. Because I'm sure that they're trying to figure out right now how to shake that money up because, damn, you know, his financial folks is scrambling right now saying, damn, what's going to happen? We're going to lose these millions. What are we going to do? Think about Mr. Drysdale back from Beverly Hills, Billy. If Mr. Drysdale were about to lose their millions, boy, Mr. Drysdale lay down in front of the car, he'll do anything to keep that money, boy. So you know all his financial people scrambling, boy.
Man, you know they are.
You know they scrambling. Hey, Smokey, I'm calling the show, man. Let me close out. And, hey, I'm going to call you up soon, man.
Okay, dog.
All right, we'll talk. So thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I'm going to slow it down and close it out. I done talked enough about Bill. Let's go home. I hope you guys have a great Wednesday, hump day, and join the show about 23 and a half hours right here. Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hold your man down. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Designer. Gold. Show. Trap. How? Made it. Gold. Control the bag now. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. We living fast now. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that steal it, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a jet, check, yeah, boogies, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch. Life's Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda, diamonds off the roids. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Blue cheese.
like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen.